What's up, Weezers?
Welcome back to Weeze Laugh Wednesday. Today, we are just going to fly by the seat of our pants and do, like, an impromptu, like, would you rather episode. No, we did not receive any emails from you fuckers, but we're just kind of going to go with it, and yeah.
We're just going to come up with our own. They're probably going to be stupid, but we're just going to roll with it. I think it'll be funny.
I think so too.
Okay. I'll go first. Hold on. Oh, okay.
What was that? Oh.
Yikes. This one's rough. Okay. Would you rather have to shave all of your hair, including on your head, or lose all of your teeth?
What? Okay,
I know the answer to that. That one's kind of easy.
Well, I would rather go bald, like shave everything, because your hair is going to grow back.
Going to grow back, yeah. That's what I was just thinking.
I'm not going to be a cute bald person. Like, I got, you know, I got the swiper on the back of my head.
Dude, me too. But I've watched so many, like, stupid just wig reviews in my free time. And you can get really cute, cheap wigs on Amazon.
Oh, that's not bad. I want to try a wig sometime, but I don't want someone to know it's a wig. So if anyone knows how to fuck with that shit, let me know. I'm trying to think of one for you. Would you rather?
I know which one I'm going to ask you next.
Oh, God. Would you rather have a wet sock every single day or stub your toe every single day?
Ooh.
The silence.
God, both of those would suck. What am I stubbing my toe on? Like, if it's like the corner of something, fuck that shit.
I don't know. Life would spice it up a little bit. It would be different.
Oh, God. It would be different every time. Frick.
And it doesn't even have to be the same toe. It'd just be stub a toe.
Okay, then I might have to do that and just risk it and hope that not every single one of them hurts really bad, because that would be absolutely disgusting. Like, your feet would get all pruney and like,
athlete's foot.
Oh, no. Yeah, I couldn't do wet socks.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, I'm just thinking about it now. Like, you have that stuck in my head. I was literally sitting here thinking about, like, having a wet sock in my shoe and okay. I can't. Okay, off my brain. Okay. Would you rather have to fight 100 pigeon-sized zebras or one zebra-sized pigeon?
Okay, I don't like birds at all. Like, at
me neither. I hate them.
So I would rather have to fight the zebras that are the size of pigeons than see one fucking giant ass bird.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, if I saw a giant ass bird, I would literally just go into, like, nope mode and, like, shut down.
I agree.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Would you rather have to take a shot every day, like, of alcohol, or... I don't have an or. Fuck. I'm not going to. I can't come up with these. Dude, I literally can't come up with any would you rathers. Okay. Would you rather live at the zoo or live at the
zoo or zoo?
Why? Because it's like a bigger variety?
Yes. And also, water kind of terrifies me.
Like, looking at what? Oh, girl, wait, never mind. I know this about you.
Yeah, like, anything sea. Like, seafood, like, I don't know, like, being in the middle of the lake, like, just having sharks surrounding me? Nah. Nah.
But, like, an aquarium, just, like, where you can, like, see pretty fish, like, that's scary.
Okay, but my other option is a zoo.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd rather do the zoo over the aquarium. Now, if it was, like, would I rather go to an aquarium or, like, a graveyard? Probably the aquarium.
guess I should have done something that was like on the other end of the spectrum, but for some reason I was like, animals.
Animals. No, it was still a good question, but like between those two that you asked, like zoo, but like if it had been like aquarium and like something creepy like a cemetery or something, yeah, probably aquarium. Unless I'm going there specifically to like with the intentions of like doing spooky things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Oh, I had a good one. What was it? Oh, okay. So growing up, like my sister struggles with the same thing. Like me and my sister just do not have the same style as my mom. So my mom would always buy us clothes and like we would always tell her we liked them, but then we would never wear them because they just weren't our style. Mm-hmm. They weren't all we were comfortable in. They weren't like ugly clothes, but they just weren't stuff we were comfortable in. Me and my sister are such like leggings, t-shirts, and sweatshirts. That's it. You know? Yeah. Okay, so would you rather wear the same exact outfit every single day to work for the rest of your life, or have your mother pick your outfit, and it can be a different one, but like have your mother pick your outfit for the rest of your life every single day?
Oh, fuck. Dude, I don't know, because, like, my mom doesn't necessarily pick out ugly clothes, but, like, yeah, I feel like she has a different style than I do.
Do you trust her enough? Now that I've had, like, big girl jobs where I've had to wear, like, different clothes besides leggings, t-shirts, and sweatshirts all the time, I think that I could probably go with my mom, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with my mom just for variety.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, back to the alcohol one. Would you rather take a shot of Fireball every day or a shot of Rumplemintz every day?
Oh, I hate both of them.
Oh, do I? That's why I put it out there.
Oh, no.
Fireball, I can't even do the smell of that, honest to God.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I just think it's weird that Rumplemintz tastes so much like toothpaste or like mouthwash to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't feel right swallowing it, but I'd probably have to go with Rumplemintz because I can't do Fireball.
Me either. It's fucking disgusting.
It's so gross.
Like, honestly, anyone that enjoys Fireball, I can't fuck with on a serious note. Like, if you're gonna pull up with shots and you fucking pull Fireball out of your bag, I hate you, honestly. I actually hate you. Like, oh, I can't. My ex-boyfriend used to, like, whenever we would host and have people over, he would always go to the liquor store and get that bucket that has all the little Fireballs, and he would always try to make me drink the fire, and I wouldn't do it. I literally can't. I will throw up if I drink Fireball or if I even smell Fireball. So, like, I will do whatever is necessary on planet Earth to not have to drink that shit.
I agree 100%. I can't. I hate Fireball. It is... Ugh. The only thing worse than Fireball, I think, is any, like, black licorice flavored.
Oh, God.
Alcohols like Jaeger.
The first time and the only time I've ever tried that was at the rodeo. Somebody was, like, playing this game that was, like, it was, like, a spin the wheel thing. And I spun it and it landed on take a shot. And they provided the shot and it was Jaeger. And that was the first and last time I've ever fucking tried that shit.
Gross.
Yeah, I was kind of upset.
Would you rather... Ooh, okay.
Oh, no, I heard you gag. I literally heard you
fucking gag. No. It's not gross. No, it has nothing gross. I promise. Would you rather live without air conditioning or live without heat?
Oh, fuck me sideways. Neither of those. Like, come on.
Mine's easy. Mine's so easy.
Okay, I would rather live without heat because that's fine. I have a shit ton of blankets. I have an obsession with blankets. I would rather have to put more on to warm up than not have the option to cool off.
See, that's my point. That's why I live in Antarctica most of the time.
Oh my God, bro. Literally, your living conditions should be classified as unsafe. And I'm just kidding. But like... The extremities that you, like, you put yourself in. Like, I have never woke up feeling like a penguin unless I'm sleeping with you. And I'm not going to lie, I've started to kind of be the same way a little bit. Not to the extent that you are, because I don't wake up literally with my toes feeling like they're going to fall off. But I can see how you're so comfy with, like, your environment being chilly and yet you're under, like, the warm blankies or whatever. But, like, you used to appall me when I would, like, walk out to you sleeping on the fucking couch and, like, all of a sudden you would have my AC cranked to, like, what, fucking 62 degrees. And I'd be like, what the fuck
are probably you doing? Probably as low as it could go. I'd probably
put I was, like, literally, like, what the fuck are you doing out here? Like, walk out. My AC is, like, blasting and it's fucking cold as a motherfucker out there and you're just zonked.
One time, my boyfriend came home, and we had an AC unit in the window, but we had taken it out but never put the screen back in and just kind of lived with it like that.
Yeah.
Because it was usually closed, you know? But one night, he came home from work in the middle of the night, and because he worked overnight, and it was snowing outside, and I had the window open as far as it could go, pretty much. And the fan in the room on.
Jaden.
Oh, I'm sick.
You are sick. That's so funny. Like, my thing is now I've become accustomed to sleeping with a fan on. I never could do it before because I don't like any noise, any light, nothing. Like, I have to sleep in dark and silence, except now, like, my silence includes, like, the fan or whatever. And so if I ever, like, go, like, spend the night somewhere and that person, like, doesn't sleep with a fan on, like, it bothers the shit out of me. Sleeps with the light on, like at my sneaky links, he fucking sleeps with the hallway light on and his door open. And the first time I ever got sleep there was literally last week was the first time I ever got a wink of sleep there because he, like I said, sleeps with the light on in the hallway and the door open.
Yeah, nope. My closet has to be shut. My door has to be shut. All of the lights have to be off. I've actually started, okay, so we play this lullaby at work. Well, it's not like a lullaby. It's like a relax app. And then you can actually, like, create your own sound.
What?
You know, so you can add, like, you can add waves. You can add rain. You can, I mean, they have so many different things. They even have some melodies you can add into it. And you can literally put as many or as few sounds together as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, put my own little, like, remedy thing. And then I play it and I can set a timer to like turn off in like 30 minutes. And that shit puts me to sleep in minutes. Like, I'm talking, I'm out skis.
That's hilarious. I fucking love that. I love that you're like, you know what? The kids enjoy this. So let me just test it out.
And it works. But, well, I knew it was going to work because I, at nap time, when I'm sitting there patting the kids, sometimes I'll lay my head against the wall and I'll start to get really sleepy.
Oh, no. Bad idea, bro.
I know. Oh, whose turn is it?
Honestly, I was just about to ask you the same question. I think, oh, it's my turn because you asked me if I'd rather basically, like, be hot or be cold.
Oh, yeah.
Have you, okay, off topic, have you ever played Spin the Bottle, like, for real?
No.
Okay, me either. I wondered if that was, like, genuinely a real thing or if, like, everything is a lie.
No, I think it's a lie.
I went somewhere and they were like, let's play Spin the Bottle. And then I had friends that were like, yeah, I'm down to kiss everyone in this room.
I think we, like, back in, like, middle school, I think, like, some of my friends, like, mentioned it one time. And we might have spun it a couple times. But I think, like, the couples in the group, which was not me. I did not even date in high school even. Because all the... I lived in, like, the teeniest, tiniest town and all of the men in my town were trash, so... Relationship-wise. Shit. I had a few, like, guy friends, I guess, but, like, I would not date any of them.
Yeah.
But, and so, like, all of the couples kissed, like, they'd spin the bottle, and if it landed on somebody they didn't like, they'd, like, turn the bottle, you know, to, like, their...
Yeah.
Partner.
They would cheat.
Yeah. So it wasn't real. So no, I would say no.
Okay, that was my off-topic question. But my would you rather for you would be, would you rather eat everything with lettuce on it or everything with onions on it?
Can I saute the onions?
You can do them however.
Because if I saute the onions really good and they like get super soft, I can't really tell they're there. And mm-hmm. I don't hate the flavor of onion. Like, I can put onion powder in things. That doesn't bother me. I don't hate the flavor. I don't know what it is about them. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know why I don't eat them. I think it's like, the, yeah, maybe it's the crunch. Maybe I don't like, I don't know. I eat chips. I don't know. It's weird. So I'd say if I can saute the onions really well, I'll probably do onions.
Okay.
Because lettuce I can taste strong.
What?
And I don't love it.
Bro, yeah, lettuce even, literally tastes like water. What
no,
does
it doesn't.
Like to you? It tastes like water.
Dude, if there's even, you know, when you order Taco Bell, I get no lettuce, right?
Yeah, but I know. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, a little piece of lettuce will get in the cheese, and then it'll get on my taco. It literally ruins the entire bite for me.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God, there was a piece of lettuce.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I'd probably do onions.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get a little kinky with it.
No surprise there.
Okay. Would you rather be able to only have kinky sex or only have romantic sex? I know. That's
okay,
a hard
but like,
one.
Like each one could be the other one. You know what I mean? Like, you can have kinky sex that's romantic, and you can have romantic sex that's kinky. But if I had to literally be like, okay, basic, boring, like, ooh, we love each other sex, or like, fuck the shit out of me sex, I would have kinky sex.
You'd have, like, porn star, like, kinky sex?
Yeah, because I feel like if I had the, like, romantic sex, then
you'd
I would
get
bored.
I feel that. I feel that.
What do you think?
Probably the same, honestly. I'd get bored.
Yeah. You're not gonna like this. I'm so
sorry. Oh, God.
Would you rather try butt stuff?
Oh, no.
Or have to suck on someone's toes?
I hate you.
I know.
Oh. Okay. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm. If you say toes, I'm hanging up. I swear to God.
No, toes are fucking disgusting.
Okay.
And, like, the more we've been talking about, like, opening up to butt stuff and, like, just, like, the very tip of, like, a thumb or something.
Yeah.
Weird. I think about it sometimes. It still, like, gives me, like, the... But, yeah. Like, sometimes it runs through my brain, like, maybe I should, like, let him try it once.
No, that's the thing. So, like, if you physically think... Like, for me, if I physically think about the idea of, like, someone's thumb in my butt, I will literally be like, I don't like that. Like, no. But, like, if it happens... My body says otherwise. It's just that I won't admit it. I won't.
Yeah.
Admit.
So I'd probably have, I mean, I'd have to go with like the butt stuff.
Put a thumb in your butt. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. This is one I like. This is one that's kind of curious. Okay. Would you rather do it with the lights on or off?
Okay. So honestly, I would just prefer the lights off. Like, I would maybe try it with the lights on. I don't think I have, like, that I can recall. I mean, like, I've had sex during, like, daytime, so, like, it was light. But, like, I haven't done it at nighttime and been like, yeah, keep the lights on. I want to see everything that happens. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because, like, at the end of the day, now that I have a hemorrhoid, I don't need someone being like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I feel the same way, especially, like, doggy style. Like, I don't want...
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want them looking at my beehole.
You don't want it blinking at them?
No.
Me either.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would just... Lights off, please.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Would you rather always get a facial or always have to swallow? I'm the worst. I'm terrible.
Oh, that's again. It depends on the partner, but I mean, what? I have to go with facial because who knows?
Mm-hmm. For me, that's a no brainer. Like, facial, I'll ask for that shit. Put it on my face. I don't give a fuck. Please. Hello?
I know, but I swallowed once and it was like not that bad.
Oh, God. You know me. I literally, for some, I swear to God, I'm allergic to it because every time that I've tried to be a trooper and do it, I end up throwing up. And it's no joke. Like, every single time I've tried to swallow, I throw up. And, like, that's not cute to be like, excuse me, I got to run to the bathroom. Oh, yeah. I'm not a grateful So, like, they know I'm puking, and that's embarrassing. But, like, at the end of the day, like, what the fuck are you eating?
Oh.
Yeah, no. Facial, please. Please. Yep. Like, a luxury.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask this one because I know you'd probably do neither. Would you... Actually, I know you'd do neither. Would you rather have a threesome with your partner
mm-hmm.
or cheat?
Or cheat? On your partner.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to pick who I was with, I'd have a threesome.
Oh, really?
I mean, I really wouldn't do it. But if I had to genuinely choose between those two, and
like
I can't...
Okay, yeah.
Like, I can't say a cop-out, then I would... If I got to choose who it was with, then I would do a threesome.
Okay.
What would you do? I know you'd do a threesome, you little freaky thing.
Yeah, if I got to pick them, yeah, I would.
Right. It would... Yeah. Yeah, no. I couldn't cheat and, like, not feel bad for the... Like, I literally have such a guilty conscience.
Oh, me too. Me too. I can't.
Yeah. Let's see.
I have a good next one. I have a good next one.
Would you rather that your partner had, like, a significantly lower body count than you? Like, I'm talking, like, 1 to 2 people. Or would you rather that they had way too much experience? Which one would bother you more? Like, little to none or way too much? I shouldn't say way too much because your body count is not a bad thing. Like, fuck who you want to fuck. I should say, like, would you rather that, like, they've just...
They just have, like, a ton people? Of... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess... Ooh. I mean, the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They'd know what yeah. they were doing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, probably more.
Yeah. I would agree with that. That would be my personal take as well. Because, like, I've been on both sides of the problem, or both sides of the question. And the first one is not the side to be on, because yeah. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. More. Okay. Would you rather know when your parents are having sex or have them know when you're having sex?
I would rather have them know when I'm having sex. Fuck it. My mom could know. Like, I don't care if a little bell goes ding, ding, ding. Your daughter's getting dick down today. But I don't want to fucking know when her beds are rocking. No, thank you. That would make me never want to live.
Okay, so not saying that I'd want to know when my parents are having sex, but at the same time, like, I mean, she's gotta know, but, like, I don't know. My mom knows that I
have your sex. Mom fucking knows. There's no way.
I know, but I don't know that she knows.
I mean, she
just, like, don't talk. Like, we don't talk about that. Like, me and my mom have a super close relationship and talk about so much stuff. Like, just not that.
Mm-hmm. My mom definitely talk about that. We can, yeah. You talk about that with my mom. That's funny.
I talk about it.
But you're right. I mean, I wouldn't feel comfy telling your mom, like, hey, I got fucked. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. And she's, like, a cool mom. I don't know why
no,
it's,
she's
like,
totally
that.
Cool. She's
I don't know why it's, like, that I'm, like, nervous to tell her, you know, or, like, talk right. to her about.
No, but she definitely knows. Like, your mom knows. She just probably obviously doesn't keep her up at night actively thinking about it. But, like, bro, you lived with your last boy, or, like, he lived with you. Like, you guys lived together. You live with this boy. Like, she knows. She knows.
I know.
I know that you know that she knows.
I don't like to think about it, though.
No, but no, I wouldn't want to think about when my parents are fucking. I mean, that's definitely, I mean, rip to my parents' notifications, because as less often as I get laid, it's still more often than they probably fuck.
That's true.
So, I mean, shit, I better warn them about getting some notifications. That was a good one. That was pretty funny. Would you rather only get to have sex in missionary for the rest of your life, or only get to have sex in doggy style for the
doggy.
Rest of your life?
Doggy.
Me too.
Doggy, hands down. It feels better.
Way better. Way
I mean,
better.
It might still get, like, a little bit boring because, like, the same position every single time. But, like, at the same time, like, it feels better. Plus, you can get a toy down there easy and, like.
Oh, she went to the freaky fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite thing.
Dude, right I've there. Never tried that. I need to.
Dude. Oh. Like, she said, yeah, oh, no. Doggy and then, like, a little vibrator, like, down on the. Oh.
Dude, I don't think level. I could, like, make it into the round. I would be tapping out, like.
Yeah. Yep. No, it's, yeah.
Next level, huh?
It's next level, yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna have to put that idea in someone's noggin.
You need to.
I say, I'm gonna book a little friend next time. Buzz Lightyear.
I'm not even kidding. And it's like, it's so much easier to like get it down there in that position than the other one.
Yeah. Could see that.
Honestly, it is. Okay. Wait, was that you or me?
That was my question. I asked you.
That was your question. Yes. Okay. Okay. Would you rather be handcuffed or blindfolded during sex?
Okay. I've never tried the blindfold thing, so I'm curious because I've tried the handcuffs thing back when I was like at my heavier days. Not like at my heaviest, but heavier. And let me just say that the ones that I have are not chubby wrist friendly. And that shit hurt like a motherfucker. Like, I thought that shit was going to cut through my skin and end my life.
Okay, but if you had ones that didn't hurt. If you were guaranteed to have handcuffs that didn't hurt.
I'm still going
blind. Or like a rope or something, just tied up. Would you rather be tied up or blindfolded?
Well, now that you added rope, I'd probably want to be tied up. But before that, I would have said blindfolded.
Okay, but just your hands tied up, like, with rope.
Yeah.
Not, like, your, like, hands and legs and everything together.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go with tied up.
Tied up?
Yeah.
Just, like, restricted, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too, because I don't think there would have to be a lot of discussion and trust.
Oh, 100%. Either one.
Yeah, but at least I can see what they're doing with handcuffs.
Yo, okay. I mean, I guess, but bro, if they try to make the wrong move, you can only use your feet to fuck.
I still have my legs, though.
Okay, but if you're in a compromising position, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's hard. Now you have me second guessing. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Shit, I'd rather not know it was coming and have it happen than fucking not be able to get you in the face when it does.
Okay, you're right.
I'm gonna fuck someone up at that. No. Okay, let me just say that scenario, it has to be the perfect world where you trust who you're doing this shit with. Because if you have that many questions, then there's no way you're even getting in the mood. You would be too scared about what could happen if they decide to not respect you as a person.
True.
Oh, man. Would you rather have hot wax dripped on you?
Okay.
Or have an ice cube put in your coochie?
Ice cube in my coochie.
Really?
Yeah. Hot wax. Ouch.
Have you tried that?
I'm a little polar bear, dude. I like cold things.
Have you tried the ice cube coochie thing?
No.
Okay.
Might now.
Well, I mean, one of us has to, and it's going to be you before me, so let me know how to go. But I'm actually the opposite. I want to try the wax, man.
Okay, well, you can try the wax all you want. I'll try the ice cube.
I mean, that sounds like a great plan if I had someone to agree to that, but I don't.
I mean, you probably would.
We'll see. I don't know if he's, like, next level.
He wants to...
That's probably as far as his boundaries go. I'm not sure about that. That shit's not gonna happen though either. Your turn.
This one's disgusting.
Oh no!
Would you rather have sex with someone who never showers or someone who never brushes their teeth?
Oh my god. Someone fucking A, that's so gross. That's so gross. Someone who never brushes their teeth, because I could choose to not kiss them and not have them perform any oral favors. So that would save my body from a lot less distress as opposed to someone that never showers and washes any of their equipment.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I agree. I'd have to go with that too, I think.
But like, if I'm ever in that situation, just fucking off me, because I'm not in my right mind if I'm willing to sleep with someone that doesn't brush her teeth or shower. Like, what the fuck? Like, please, please just take me out of the game, man.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
God. Would you rather? Would you rather only have oral favors that you get to receive for the rest of your life or handy favors?
Shit.
And if you choose oral favors, that doesn't include hand favors during oral favors. It's only mouth or only hands. And that's talking about touching your titties or sucking on your titties or the downstairs.
Well, ever since I got my nipples pierced, I feel like, sorry, that was my dog. Ever since I got my nipples pierced, I feel like one of them is like super ultra sensitive because I think they fucked up the piercing. And then I don't even like any sucking on that one. I mean, the other one's just numb. So I'd probably honestly have to go, I'd have to go with only have hand stuff because like one of my favorite like endings is like being fingered with like something on my clit.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know, like, before my current boyfriend, I'd only ever let one guy down there, and it was once, and, like, it was, like, not very good, because it was in a car, and so it was, like, awkward angles, and, like, just not great.
Yeah.
And so, but, like, I mean, it's nice, but right. I think I'd still have to, like, if I had to choose between the two, it'd probably be hands.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather have unbelievable sex that lasts 5 minutes or average sex that lasts an hour?
Unbelievable for 5 minutes, because if you're going to ruin my life for only 5 minutes, it'd be amazing. Because why would I want to lay there and have average shit last longer than it should?
True.
Like, I'm used to people coming quick, like, it's sad, but it is life. Like, my ex-boyfriend didn't last, like, more than probably 7 minutes in the whole time we were together, unless he was, like, wasted. It was usually within 3 minutes, and that's being nice. So, like, if I have to go back to short stories, that's okay, as long as it's extraordinary. Would you rather never watch porn again or have to watch porn every time you want to have sex?
Never watch porn again.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen porn in a really long time, so I guess that makes sense too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to watch porn in order to have sex.
Right.
That'd be a lot of porn. I'd get sick of it.
Yeah. Not this shit again. God damn.
And then you'd start getting into like really weird shit.
Yeah, you have to switch it up too much to not get bored. And then you'd be like, wait a minute.
Would you rather have your hair pulled or your ass slapped?
Damn it.
I know.
I guess I would say hair pulled because I feel like that's more spicy and like that would happen more often than someone slaps my ass, my flat back anyways, so. Stop. What would you prefer?
Honestly, my ass slapped.
Really?
I sometimes like ask for that. I don't think I've ever asked them to pull my hair.
I mean, I've never had to ask for something, like, be like, can you please pull my hair?
Like, well, like, yeah.
They know the vibe.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Okay.
No, ass slapped.
This is disrespectful, so I'm sorry in advance, but would you rather spit on someone or be spit on? Assuming both parties are into that, not just because.
Spit on them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, are they spitting at me, like, in my face or my body or, like, my, like, on my coochie to, like, eat it out or some shit?
Oh, God. That just went in so many directions. Let's,
That's a valid question.
I'm done. I'm literally done. I don't know. I'm not in, I've never experienced the spitting thing, but I don't know. I regret asking that question. You sound like a rusty seesaw that needs some WD.
Oh, I had to cough. So it was like, oh. Oh. I thought it was a bad question.
You thought it was a bad question?
No, a valid question. My question was a valid question.
Oh, it is. I mean, but I just wasn't prepared to go there. So, default, I guess.
I know. I think I think too much about these questions and I have,
Me too, 100%. Like, you're supposed to answer, like, off the top of your head, but I think about the scenario and I'm like,
Yeah, I'm like, well, it depends, you know? Like, the onions, like, can I saute them up or, like, I don't know, you know? There's, like, so many different.
Okay, let me just say that if someone is spitting on your coochie to eat you out, that's not disrespectful. So it's either spitting in your face, like in your face or like your mouth or your body.
Then, yeah, probably me spitting because that's gross. I don't want somebody else to spit on me.
But you just said that you would be okay with someone spitting on your coochie to eat you out.
So that's different.
Spitting on you.
It's different. It's completely different. That's like in the mood, he's gonna lick it up anyways.
Okay, but I'm talking about if this was straight disrespectful, but I guess you said you wanted to spit on someone else.
Yeah, I'll spit on them.
Just imagining you being like a just makes me fucking die, bro. Oh my god. Who's your mommy?
Oh my god.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Okay, would you rather sneeze every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you sneeze?
Orgasm every time I sneeze. I'm getting that old bud.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Let me think here. I'm trying to think of a good one.
What?
Would you rather always be a squirter or never get to experience it ever in your life?
Always. It's intense. It's only ever happened once for me, but like, yeah.
But like, it was always. Prime time. It was prime time, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you?
Oh, I would definitely say always. If I had never experienced that again, I think I don't know if I'd want to have sex anymore.
All right.
I think I'd cry.
Would you rather send nudes to your boss or your parents?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Nope. My parents.
Your parents?
Well, my mom, not my stepdad, but my mom for sure. She can see whatever she wants. I'm not sending that shit to my boss. No way, man.
True, my mom did wipe my ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ew. That just put a new, like, I don't even send nudes, but that just put a new fear. Like, why did you have to put my boss in? Like, I don't want to. Situation ever. Ugh.
Oh my goodness.
Would you rather? I already know your answer to that. Never mind. Well, I'll ask it anyways, just for shits and gigs. Would you rather always have to give a handy or a blowy?
Handy.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like sticking pee-pees in my mouth.
See, I'm literally the complete opposite. I feel, this is just me, and I don't know why. But I feel, as basic as it is, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing during a handy, and I also get bored very fast.
Yeah, my arm gets tired, but still, it beats putting a dick in my mouth.
Bro. We would be, if we were the same person, like, we would bring so much to the table with our opposite views of everything. Like, it would just come together and we would be, like, the perfect person.
That's true.
Like, if we were Siamese twins, right? Yeah. Whoever, there would be the best of both worlds right there in
that situation.
I don't know if that's offensive to say. If it is, I'm really sorry. But that was the only comparison I could come up with where we were like, you know. Oh, no.
Oh, you're just funny. My next one's not really dirty, but it's still like relationship related, I guess. Would you rather go out for date night or do date night at home?
I would rather, I guess, go out. Like, if it's every once in a while, you know what I mean? Like, I would rather go out. Like, I'm totally fine staying in, but if we are, like, living together, then that's what we're doing all the time anyways, so I'd rather go out.
Yeah, I agree.
Just for, like, different scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather... never get to order for yourself or always have to pay the tab? Like, when I say never get to order for yourself, the other person always orders what they think you would want. And it could be incorrect. Like, they're like, she wants the salad, but you really wanted the steak.
Okay, well, I feel like every single person that I'd go out to eat with would know what I like.
Okay, but what if I just put it in there that they don't? What if they get it wrong?
I'll pay the tab.
Every time? Like, you're telling me for like 15 years when you're married, you're gonna pay the tab every time you go out somewhere? If you are, that's fine. I'm just clarifying.
Are they getting it wrong every single time?
I know both situations suck, bro.
I mean, if they're getting it wrong
every time. No, I'm not saying they're getting it wrong every time, but I'm saying there is
they could
get it wrong, like where they just order for you and you don't say.
I'll just suck it up then. I'll eat it. They can order for me.
What if it had lettuce on it?
I'd take it off. I've had to do it before. Taco Bell workers are so fucking stupid sometimes. So they'll put lettuce on my shit. I will sit there and I'll pick off every strand of lettuce. I'm not even kidding you.
But you are maniacal. But that's how I am about mushrooms, so I feel your pain.
Oh, I'm that way with mushrooms too. I don't like mushrooms. I'm a very picky eater. I don't like vegetables, really.
I love vegetables.
The only vegetables I like are starches. So. I hated that. Like, whenever I would try a diet that you had to cut a bunch of shit out, it would always be the good vegetables because they're considered starches. And I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Right.
Corn, peas, carrots. I can eat that shit all day long.
But not green beans?
Oh, okay. I actually started liking green beans.
But you didn't before?
Just recently. No, because I was traumatized.
Oh, my God.
When I was a child, my parents, they only did it twice.
But that was...
stopped after the green beans. But they made me sit... One time it was stuffing, and then they ended up putting it in a slice of bread. And then I took a bite of it, and they let me leave the table. But one time it was stuffing... And the second time it was green beans, they would not let me leave the fucking table until I took a bite. And so the green beans, it was cheesy green beans. And I would like to try them now that I am not terrified of eating green beans. But she would just do like green beans and like sliced American cheese. And it would be like cheesy green beans, you know?
I've never heard of that in my life. What kind of South Dakota sorcery is that?
Oh, I don't know.
God, what the fuck? That makes me not want to eat green beans. And
I think it'd be good. Cheesy. Mm. But anyway, so she used to make them all the time. All the time. And they wouldn't let me leave the table until I tried a green bean. I was like, Mom, I'm not going to like them. I know I'm not going to like them. So I tried the green bean and I ended up throwing up all over the table.
Oh my God. Right then
and there, I ate it and I just threw up everywhere. And so I did not eat green beans all until my adulthood. And then one time my friend A made, like, she baked green beans and, like, seasoned the shit out of them. They weren't that bad. They were all right. Not great. They didn't really have a lot of flavor to them. It's almost like when you bake them, like, the flavor's gone. And all I could taste was, like, the garlic salt and the salt and pepper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Nita, who was just on our podcast a couple episodes ago, she made green bean casserole.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite things on the planet. Yeah.
I liked that. And then the other night, she made green beans with, what else did we have? I don't know. We were eating something, and she just made, like, she just warmed up a can of, like, plain-ass green beans.
Yeah.
And I ate them. And they weren't bad. So I think I'm over my fear of eating green beans.
Yeah, it sounds
like
it.
Sorry, that was, like, that was, like, a whole spiel about green beans. Sorry.
It was so funny. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, for the most part, I'm not a vegetable person.
Yeah.
I just prefer not.
That makes sense. I get it.
But my horizons are starting to open. Like, I can incorporate peppers into some things. Like, taco-y things. Like, I like peppers on, like, fajitas and, like,
That's prime.
Or, like, my mom
steak. Mm.
Oh, I've never tried it on a Philly cheesesteak. That still makes me a little bit nervous. But,
dude, that's what a Philly cheesesteak is like, meat and peppers.
But I just do the meat and cheese.
No! That's a literal crime. You should be a victim.
I do it. I commit that crime every time. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Future. Fuck the ancestors. No, I'm just kidding. That was rude. I love them. Even though I'm grateful for the life I live. But no, I'd rather meet my grandchildren or whatever. That would be cool, and that would also give me confirmation that I, like, was able to have kids, which is a fear of mine that I'm not going to be able to as well.
Okay, you saying that made me second guess, but I think I'm the opposite. I think I'd rather go into the past. It's weird. I love hearing stories about the past. I'm kind of like a history geek. Like, not like, I like hearing stories about my ancestors.
I don't know anything about mine, but I mean, I could see where it could be interesting once you, like, open that door and start learning.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I also see, like, that point of view that you just said, like, knowing that I was able to, like, produce children and my children produce children and, like, all of that, that would be really cool.
Right. That was a good one. Would you rather... What the fuck was that movie called? Was you? Would you rather have a nightmare every time you fell asleep or not be able to fall asleep until 4 o'clock in the morning and have to wake up at 7 every day?
Well, I've only ever been able to remember 2 of my nightmares. So, like, if I wake up not remembering it,
like, they're gonna wake you up, and every time you like go back to sleep, then you have another nightmare. So you're like,
and it
you're
just wakes me up again.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I already kind of feel like my sleep is rough. Oh, that's only 3 hours of sleep, Lauren.
Bro, I know, and it's literally like my life right now. I do not sleep for shit. Torture everyone else.
I mean, you're still surviving, so I guess I could
barely
get 3 hours of sleep every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was hard.
Wake up terrified. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't remember, you're probably waking up scared.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking, I was like, honestly, like, I feel like I'm kind of a restless sleeper anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I find myself, like, waking up every single time I turn, and I turn a fucking lot in my sleep.
Yeah. You roll around a lot.
I do. And every single time I do, I wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'm already a restless sleeper. So, like, waking up through nightmares. But then, yeah, like you said, like, waking up terrified. I don't think I'd want to do that.
No.
That was a good one. Would you rather be able to talk with animals or speak all foreign languages?
People are going to think I'm an idiot for this answer, but I would rather be able to speak with animals.
Yes! I was going to say that too. I want to talk to my dog so bad.
Yeah, I have a really close connection with animals and a really big heart for animals, and so I'd rather be able to communicate with them than, like, know what other people are saying all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't get me wrong. I totally respect and, like, value other languages. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. But no, definitely.
I'd rather talk to all the animals than know every single language.
Yeah. No, me too. I want to be able to talk to my little babies.
Yeah. I want to know when Winston's talking shit.
No, yeah, same.
Because he probably...
Like, I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah. Would you rather... I don't know anymore. Would you rather always live in, like, the daytime? Like, it's always light out or always dark? Like, 30 days of night?
Live in the daytime or... Okay, sorry.
Like, constantly live in the daytime or constantly live in the dark?
Well, I'm scared of the dark. So, like, going out... Like, I don't even like to take... I make Brandon come outside with me sometimes just to take the dogs out because I'm too scared. I mean, there's blackout curtains for when I sleep, so probably day.
Okay.
Well, what do you say?
I don't know. I'm very conflicted on that because I...
Both would suck.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, you can get blackout curtains for, like, sleeping time and, like, stuff like that, like, when you don't want to have the light.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm scared of the dark, so I don't want it to, like, always be dark out.
Right. I'm not scared of the dark, so, like, I don't know, but then when it's dark out, like, I'm always tired, like, but then my problem right now with the world is that, well, one of them, is that, like, it stays light out for so long now that when I'm fucking tired, it's still light outside, and I'm mad about it, because I could have curtains in my room, but I don't, so I'm a dumbass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you should probably get some blackout curtains, they're nice.
Yeah, I will when I go to my new house, apparently.
Oh, yeah, you. Oh, I had a good one. Oh, would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or stuck in a broken elevator?
Oh, my. You're a terrible person.
I know. That one's evil, huh?
I would rather be stuck in an elevator, even though I hate that idea because it's a small, enclosed space. I'd rather that because then I can't see that I'm, like, looming over something, like, a bunch of, like in the air really high up.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck it, put me in the elevator. I would rather have a panic attack and die in a little box than be stuck in the fucking air and be able to see all of that.
Yeah, mine would be elevator, too.
Even though that literally just makes me want to pass away.
Yeah, but you could, like, I mean, you can do stuff to take your mind off of it in, like, a box. Like, you can make it, like, hopefully maybe you have a book or your phone or something.
Yeah, my phone dies hella fast.
I mean, if it... Especially with me, because I have a Mary Poppins bag that I literally carry around everywhere. And I have an iPad. Usually my Switch is in there. I have a word search book. I have a real book.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to start carrying that shit around in fear of getting stuck in an elevator now.
Right? It'll come in handy when you're bored.
Exactly.
And so, like, you could, like, you know, just take your mind off of it until it's fixed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mine would be elevator too.
Would you rather get a speeding ticket every time you drove your car? Or drive like a grandma and have it take you an extra 2 hours to get everywhere you need to go, including, like, the bank, the grocery store, blah, blah, blah.
Extra 2 hours just to get to the grocery store?
Yes, girl.
The grocery store is 2 minutes away from me.
2 hours and 2 minutes now.
I would get nothing done, but I guess drive like a grandma. If I didn't have any speeding tickets, one, I'd be broke. I wouldn't even be able to afford groceries. Two, I'd probably end up in jail.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Wait, I have a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather spend the night in a luxury hotel room or camping surrounded by beautiful scenery?
Oh, God damn it. Camping surrounded by beautiful scenery.
Me too.
I'm literally... Okay, besides bugs... besides bugs and birds, I am literally, like, a wildlife and scenery, like, junkie. Like, I'm at peace with being in nature. I'm a Cancer. That kind of makes sense. But, like, I love being, like, around water. It's very calming. And I like camping. I enjoy it a lot. So, besides bugs and shit, I'm Gucci, to be honest.
Yeah. I agree. I'd pick the same. Don't get
wrong. Like, the hotel would be cool, but that can only offer me so much. Like, I'd rather have the memory of, like, being surrounded by beautiful things in actual nature as opposed to, like, being in something that was manufactured.
Yeah. No, I agree. I see you.
That was a good one.
I did find a really good list. I could go on forever.
Shit, well, we'll have to save that idea for next time, because I'm coming up with these off the top of my noggin, and my noggin is, like, about to stop working.
Yeah, we can stop now, but we might have to do this again. It was kind of fun. I liked it. Yeah,
I agree, especially if our listeners would email us at fmlwe'regoingtohellpodcast with no apostrophe and weir@yahoo.com so we could have would you rather questions that we don't have to come up with off the top of our heads.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
And you know what they could do in the meantime is follow us on Instagram at @fmlwe'regoingtohellpodcast with no apostrophe and weir so that they can see what we're up to, you know?
That, and also follow us on Spotify or wherever else they're listening to so they can also keep up on every episode because we're pretty funny.
Yeah, you want to hear this shit. And tell your friends and your mom too.
Maybe not your moms.
I told my mom.
See, I did not tell my mom. She'd right. know.
If your mom is like mine, tell your
I
mom.
I would 100% know she knew if I told her about this podcast, and I don't want that.
I know someone else that told their mom, and their mom was excited and, like, listening. So, moms unite. You can listen to our podcast as long as you're
just not my mom.
Yeah, you can't be a snitch. You can't be telling other moms that we're doing things that they wouldn't want us doing, okay? If your mom tells my mom, we're going to have a problem.
True.
All right, well, we'll catch Anyways. You guys next time for yes. Messy Bun Monday.
Woo-woo. Bye.
Bye.